The man who, until recently, was head of the 8th busiest airport in the country, can't remember the last time he flew on a plane.
I don't know.
It's been at least 2 years, Jerry Orr guesses. And it was most certainly for business, because he's never flown on vacation.
Never?
Not on an airplane.
And why?
Well, I'm not comfortable flying or riding in a car with somebody else driving.
Plain and simple, Orr prefers to be in control, as his history with the city proves. Prior to taking a job as an airport engineer with the city in 1975, Orr had never actually worked for anyone else. He was running his family's land surveying company when then-aviation director Josh Birmingham convinced him to coordinate construction of the airport's new terminal.
Well, I had reservations about going to work for government.
Anyone who has seen the scowl on Orr's face as he sat through a city council meeting waiting for his projects to get approved knows his distaste for government bureaucracy. Luckily, he says Birmingham gave him a lot of freedom.
So I'd come in and tell Josh, my boss, that here's what's happened, here's what I'm doing, and he wouldn't say anything, so I went on and did it. And I got used to that fairly quickly.
That same autonomy carried over when Birmingham retired and Orr took the aviation director's job in 1989. His bosses at City Hall, the city manager, mayor, and council, gave him a long leash, typically signing off on his plans and requests with little or no public debate.
That was the secret to this thing being as successful as it is.
Stan Campbell served on the city council from 1987 to 1995.
We let Josh Birmingham and then Jerry Orr run the airport as they saw fit, and it prospered greatly. And it raised the question, why is the city all of a sudden deciding to meddle with the airport?
The meddling he's referring to was mostly the work of former city manager Kurt Walton, whose clashes with Orr over the airport's security and finances intensified in the last few years. By the middle of 2012, Campbell and a core group of Orr supporters were at work on the recently passed legislation to get the airport transferred out of the city's control and into the hands of a regional authority. Orr wanted that transfer, but he denies driving the legislation. He didn't have to. His discontent had already set the ball in motion. Because what Orr thinks matters a lot to businesses that rely on Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Here's U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker earlier this year.
We don't want to replace Jerry Orr. We like Jerry. We'd like him to keep doing this forever.
U.S. Airways has tried to stay on the sidelines of the authority fight, but has clearly stated its desire to see Orr's low-cost management of the airport continue. Orr's legacy is undoubtedly on his own mind these days as he waits for the court to decide if he'll get his job back. The city booted him from the airport last week. But if the airport authority is allowed to take over, Orr will run it.
I have lots of things to do.
Back at the end of May, Orr had me into his office above Concourse A for a quick look at his plans for the airport. He's in the middle of $200 million in new construction projects, just the latest in 2 decades of steady growth.
Well, that's a chart of all of our projects on a financial basis.
Large sketches of a new entrance road and parking decks are splayed on a small conference table.
I like construction because you plan something, and then you execute it, and then you see it.
But at least for now, Orr is no longer in control of his plan. He can only sit and wait for a judge to decide if he'll get to come back and see through his latest round of construction. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.